therapist? Well, if someone had a disease today, but they didn't yesterday, you'd say last night is when they
took it, contracted.
You say, well, he's sick now, but he will be well again
tomorrow
or
next week. Or
you didn't know when. You say
what? Sometime soon.
And if a person, you know, did this and had a, what would that be?
A real bad cough.
And if he had a fever and everything, you'd say he did what? He had done what? Well, if a person sat in a draft all the time,
took a cold.
And how does his voice sound?
Hoarse.
And he might feel a little
drowsy.
And then, you know, if it was a bad disease he was getting, though, he might become stone
deaf.
And what if he just had a, you know, what if he'd been out and gotten a little infection or something, and he had a little discharging sore that came to a head?
Ulcer.
Which kind of ulcer?
A boil.
What would be the stuff that came out of it?
Pus.
And what about a blister? What would come out of that?
Water.
But if he was shot, you know, if he was, he would have a
blood.
He would have a
wound.
And did you ever see a hair of a wound that wasn't taken care of properly?
Bastard.
And you'd call that what?
Infection.
Did you ever get called any kind of flesh?
Proud flesh.
And what if you just cut your finger? You might go to the medicine cabinet and get out something with a skull and crossbones on it.
Iodine.
And if someone had something like proud flesh or something and didn't recover, you'd say he... If he didn't recover, he...
He died.
Is there any other way of saying that?
I'd say passed away, passed on, or departed this life.
And what about if it was someone, old skin flint that everybody in town was glad to see good, you'd say he
got what he deserved.
would you think that's ever say anything like, well, that old skin flint finally, what? Mm-hmm. Would you say got what he deserved?
Yeah, I guess so.
And is there any other way of speaking of it?
Got his just desserts.
You say, but I don't know when he died.
Uh-huh.
What? Died.
Yesterday. Today, you mean?
You say, I don't know when he died.
Oh.
And where are they buried?
Well, in the cemetery.
Would they call it anything else?
Graveyard.
Is that the same thing?
Mm-hmm. It is here.
What about the box they put him in?
Coffin, casket.
Same thing?
Mm-hmm.
And the service would be called his?
Funeral service.
And the people dressed in black would be in?
Mourners.
So they'd be in?
Black. In mourning.
And what about somebody who's just crying and fainting?
Family, I guess, would be.
Would you say that that's just the family? They said those people are, they were what?
His family.
But they're talking about their actions.
Just putting on.
Mm-hmm. And if someone was troubled or something, you said, well, don't.
Don't worry.
It'll be all right, you know, after a while. Mm-hmm. And if somebody might be troubled because they were sick, you know, one of the sicknesses they could have is if they had stiff joints, it'd be what?
Rheumatism.
Or they might have a child that had this big sores in its throat called?
Tonsillitis.
Or, no.
Oh.
Diphtheria.
Oh, uh-huh.
Or they might have a disease that makes their skin turn yellow and the eyeballs yellow.
Malaria.
Does malaria do that?
Yeah.
Is there another
one? Yellow jaundice. Mm-hmm.
And, or they might have to have their appendix taken out because they had
appendicitis.
And, or they might be sick.
Stomach.
So you say he's sick?
To his stomach.
And that would make them do what?
Vomit.
Is there any other way of saying vomit?
Regurgitate.
Any other way? That you have
here? Yeah, there's another word. What is it?